I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Some in Israel are convinced there's an international campaign to delegitimize the Jewish state. Right-wing Israeli politicians have also long complained that left-wing, non-governmental groups are part of such an effort. Now there's a move to do something about that, as The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
The hardline party of Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman, Yisrael Beiteinu, is sponsoring a bill that would launch an investigation into the funding sources of left-wing rights groups. The bill accuses a host of organizations of falsely portraying members of the Israeli military as war criminals. When it came up for debate on the floor of the Israeli parliament this week, things got pretty heated, even by the Knesset's own standards for bare-knuckled politics. One lawmaker opposed to the bill said it amounted to borderline McCarthyism. Another called out, "It's a black day for Israel." And he was shouted down by someone responding, "It's a black day for the enemies of Israel." The proposed bill is now headed toward a full Knesset vote. If it passes, some Israeli rights groups would be investigated by parliament to see if they're being funded by unfriendly foreign governments. Michael Manikin is co-director of Breaking the Silence, one of the organizations likely to be targeted. It's a veterans group that collects anonymous testimony from Israeli soldiers who've served in the Palestinian territories.
We actually don't have a problem with the military or with the soldiers, but rather with the policy of occupation. And basically the bottom line of the organization is that occupation is an ugly thing, and that what we experienced is that you can't occupy a people politely if they don't want you there.
Manikin says there's no need for an investigation into who's funding his group because everything's on its website under the heading Transparency. As for the charge that organizations like Breaking the Silence are providing ammunition to those who seek to delegitimize Israel, Manikin says the country's policies speak for themselves.
If an Israeli goes abroad today and he's embarrassed, he's not embarrassed because of an organization like Breaking the Silence. He's embarrassed because of Israeli policy, because Israeli policy doesn't fall in line with what the Western world expects. And I look at this not only as an Israeli, but the Jewish world in general. You know, they want an affiliation not with any type of Israel. They want an affiliation with an Israel that they can be proud of, which falls in line with their value system. And that's what is on the table at this point.
Last month, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the most serious threats facing the state of Israel right now are Iran's nuclear program, the missile threat from Islamist groups Hamas and Hezbollah, and then what he called the Goldstone threat. That was a reference to the United Nations inquiry into Israel's war in Gaza that ended in 2009. The inquiry was headed by South African judge Richard Goldstone. Netanyahu said, "Goldstone is a code word for the international attempt to delegitimize Israel's right to self-defense." Knesset member Danny Danon says the Goldstone report is just one example of how left-wing non-governmental groups are hurting Israel.
We see riots in Israel, demonstrations, and when you see who is causing all those problems, it's the same extreme left NGOs. I cherish the freedom of speech. But when I see foreign governments intervening in our democracy, it is unacceptable, and that's why I'm committed to change it.
Danone, who is mentioned as a possible candidate to lead any investigation into left-wing groups, says if these groups had nothing to hide, they would not be complaining. On the other hand, human rights activists say if this investigation was really about transparency, it would also target right-wing organizations. That includes pro-settler groups receiving money from abroad. The Obama administration also seems to be worried about Israel's reputation on the world stage. According to one of the WikiLeaks cables, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has expressed concern about the potential fallout for a, quote, steadfast ally, Israel. But the cable goes on to suggest that the solution is to make urgent headway on resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.